to cider. God, how do we do that? Let's maybe put it into this paradigm. We mentioned it before. Let's call Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim relationship, and let's call Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs performance. There's the relationship aspect, and then there's the performance aspect. The Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim is the relationship, is understanding who you are, who the other person is, and understanding what the nature of the relationship is. Before we get to any performance, in other words, the relationship is a relationship lead tonight. It's Enu Tolu Bedova. The Mishnah says, Ezu Avish Enu Tolu Bedova. Yes, Avish Yesh Tolu Bedova. The Yisun of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim, it's not Tolu Bedova. It's an unconditional relationship. It means the performance doesn't impact on the relationship. The relationship is watertight. Then there's performance. But the performance can't impact on the relationship because the relationship is Enu Tolu Bedova. If something's Enu Tolu Bedova, that means there's no Dova that can impact on the relationship. Yeah, that stage is clear. That has to be clear. If that's not clear, then we have to make that more clear. If the Ava is Tolu Bedova, then there's always a Dova out there that can impact on the relationship. And the relationship can be affected by a lack of performance or a nasty performance or a... But if the Ava is Enu Tolu Bedova, then the Ava comes from my Bechira, my choice, to have this relationship no matter what. So there's nothing that can impact on the relationship except my Bechira, of course. Bechira is always available. So that when the performance isn't what it's supposed to be, it doesn't drag me down. Because it's not impacting on the same relationship. In the marshal I'm talking about, take a marriage for example. We're talking about a perfect marriage, not talking about because unfortunately in our lives the performance does impact on our relationships. But as you mentioned, a marshal, take a couple who are mamish dysfunctional, not functioning properly, the performance is mamish echomrim alapanim, but the love is there. They love each other, they care for each other, they smiley, they're warm, they're everything. So there the relationship is not impacted on by the lack of performance. You can have a situation where the performance is impeccable, but the relationship is terrible. And because the bechira, to have the relationship and to be oiv, bleed time, to love somebody without any conditions, doesn't exist. And therefore, even though the performance is perfect, the relationship's missing. What you see from the A's is that the relationship is not totally on the performance unless we let it be. That's what he was trying to show. We make a mistake. We think that a Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim, the relationship we have with Hashem, is impacted on by my performance or my lack of performance. It means if I'm not actualizing my performance, then I think somehow the relationship's been damaged. Is it lo nachon? Lo nachon. The relationship is not impacted on bichlal. Hashem loves us unconditionally. It means no matter what I do, He loves me because it's unconditional. Now there's performance. Performance has its own rules and regulations. In performance is Chav Oynesh, there's Tshuva, there's a whole range of regulations and rules in the world of Chav Oynesh, but that doesn't impact Bichlal on my relationship with Hashem. That's a very difficult avoider. It's a very, very difficult avoider. It's not possible to hold on tight to the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim and be Besimcha. Besimcha is also in the Tolu Bedova then. If the relationship is Enu Tolu Bedova, then my simcha is also not Tolu Bedova. Nothing outside can zaz me. Fine. So that's those are dargas, very high levels. But we can work in our own little world, in our own place, in our own space, where we hold that we can get a grip on this. The first thing is to know that Hashem loves us unconditionally and my relationship is intact no matter what happens. Now go out there and do what you have to do. You're going to get up, you're going to fall, you're going to crash, you're going to do the wrong thing, you're not going to do anything. Now and again, you'll get it right. Said, well, Zelo doesn't mashpia bichlal on the Etz relationship. But that's the Chiddush here. Mm-hmm. It's the same. Pinkus took that one step further and said that applies also to our aspirations. The aspirations also have to be unlimited. The aspirations have to be chayv adam loyme matayi giyam maisev lemaisev avosai. When am I going to be like Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov? Sounds like a ridiculous question, but yeah, that's what you're supposed to show if. You're supposed to show if to be like that. And then at the same time, get on and do what you can do. What you can do looks very different to what you're yearning and striving to do. But the yearning and striving lives in the world of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim. It's not impacted on Bichlal by the performance. that's really the place where you need to go to, and it's exactly the opposite of what we've been taught. Whether you grew up in the secular world, you grew up in the Torah world, I promise you what you're saying is the opposite of what you've been taught. I don't know anybody that ever got taught this in school or in yeshiva or anywhere. This is not what gets taught, unfortunately. But it's in the Frush of Gemara, what can I do? That's Rav Safra. Why do we say Kabbalah Samal Koshamayim before Kabbalah Samitzis? Hashem says, first accept upon me Malkus. How can I accept the Malkus if I'm not performing? No, first accept upon me, first accept upon yourself Malchusa. First know there's a relationship, and that relationship is unbreachable. Then I'll give you Gzairas and you go to the Gzairas, but that'll never impact, your performance will never impact on the relationship. That's, by the way, why Rosh Hashanah has to come before Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is about the performance. Rosh Hashanah has a tshuva and Yom Kippur has a tshuva. Where's the tshuva on Rosh Hashanah? You're not even allowed to do video on Rosh Hashanah. So where's the tshuva? There's a famous from Moshe Shmuel Shapiro mentioned here before, the Rambam. It's focusing on the relationship. I'm not going into all the details now. I don't have the Rambam in front of me. You need to see it inside there. But Yom Kippur is about the mitzvahs. Performance. You didn't perform properly. Papa Chayte, da, everything. But there first has to be the Kabbalah on Malchus Shemayim. That's Rosh Hashanah. Now you've been Makabal Malchus Shemayim. Fine. Now let's check out the performance. And now go work on it and develop it and see where your performance is short. But the relationship can't be affected anymore because Rosh Hashanah, you're Makabal or Malchus Shemayim. Finished. Now that's intact. Okay. Now you've got the true one on Yom Kippur. Makes Yom Kippur much easier, by the way. Because the relationship with you and Hashem isn't being affected by what goes on in Yom Kippur. That's the bottom line. Okay. Hope that's clear. We need to come back to it all the time. This is really the fulcrum of everything we're saying. Is this your soul? And it's very, very difficult. Oh, it's not kosher. Your upbringing, your every bone and nerve in your body screaming, this is wrong. Counterintuitive. We don't live our lives like that anyway. Yeah, but that's what's Tzelem Elokim. That's the Tzelem Elokim we have inside of us that needs to be Megale. That comes out in Chelek Gimel very clearly. Is the Ava Shein we call it with Adam. Okay. Kufla Mates, we're starting now the last perek in Shar Aleph. Shar Aleph was Bein Adam La'atzmoy. And that's the Shul Moskot Bein Adam La'malkum when we finish Shar Aleph. So there are a few more sessions here. It's called Ikvah Sidah Mashiach. Kishem She'be'avoydus Hayochid Akol Echad להכירס עצמו לדעס מיהו, מה גודלוסוי ומה תפקידוי, ומהו הדובר היחידי המייחד אותו, ומבוא לעיל. So yeah, he says, probably the most important thing, the whole safer. I mean, we need to stop there and just analyze for 1 minute. In the same way, that in the avoidance of Yochid, everybody has to recognize himself and know who he is, what his greatness is, what his tachlis is, what's the unique thing that makes him uniquely him, like we said above. So just stop there. What's he telling you? He's thinking that everyone's different. And everyone comes here for a different purpose. And a person has to get in touch with what his purpose is. What is your tafkid? What are you good at? What are you not so good at? What is your pleasure? Everyone's different. That's what he's telling you. Umahu adover heyichidi hamiyachadoyte. What makes you special? What makes you unique? So if you want to know what I would have called the safer, I would have called the safer being an individual. How to be an individual. But that's not very fashionable, you know, to speak like that anymore. Everyone has to be like everybody else. No, you're a unique individual with a unique tachlis, and you have to find out what that is. So to shame that, kach gam bekoldo vado muteres achoy velizboinan mahu atafkin hamiyuchad shloi sedo. At the microcosm level, each person has to find out what his uniqueness is and what his unique job is and what he's supposed to be doing. So too, each generation is a unique generation with unique tachlis and unique tools and nisyonos. What worked and what was the nisyon of the last generation isn't going to work now because today you have a different nisyon. Like we mentioned, the star that comes up every 70 years and confuses the sailors. So we have a new star now, and it's confusing us in different ways. So you have to navigate differently. Because this generation is a new generation. What's frightening about this generation is it changes around every 3 weeks. But putting that aside, there's a new generation with new challenges, new nisyonos, and we need to discover not new tools outside the Torah, we need to discover the Torah's response to this. בכל תקופה יש תפקיד מיוחד ושליחס מיוחדס, ולכן סומה עלינו לסבוין על מה התפקידני היחודי בדור זה. And to meditate and analyze and understand what's the unique tachlis of us in this generation. Because we need to find the tools to deal with the nisyonos. Vereinu hu bal tafkid miyuchad, ulai hayimuchad mekol hadorot. This generation is very unique, probably, possibly, more unique than any other generation. Udo ikfas ha-mashicha. It's the generation of ikfas ha-mashicha, the heel of the Mashiach. The footsteps of Mashiach. Ikfas ha-mashicha, ikva ekev is the heel. This generation is the heel of Mashiach. What does it mean? We'll see. כל הסימונים השנויים במסכת הסוטה נזכיימו. חזל גאה בסימונים to know when we're in the period called Ikfas HaMashicha, the pre-messianic phase. They gave us 15 simonim at the end of מסכת הסוטה, זה ברייסה, זה משנה, discussion there. And ואנחנו עומדים ומצפים בכל רגע, בכל שעה, כי פתאום יאהבו אלא יכולו אדון אנשי אתם מבקשים. All those 15 simonim have been makayim, and not just they've been makayim and they could never be makayim before. There's certain things there that has never happened before. There's things that the Mishnah in Sota mentions that in the previous chapter weren't bechal shaykh, not even shaykh to talk about. Within your wildest dreams, you couldn't have dreamt what some of the things that Mishnah says that we live with today and we take almost for granted. We're so used to it already, we don't even realize there's something wrong with it. But those 15 simonim have been makayim. And we're sitting and waiting for the day when pitom, like you switch on a light. You're sitting in a dark room and suddenly the light goes on, that's pitom, that's how Mashiach is going to come. You're waiting. B'shel yechidoya yishador aleinu la'avo yisamiv chan ha'sofi. Because of the uniqueness of the generation, we have to pass the final test. Amiv chan ha'sofi. Yisamiv chan ha'gmar shol klal Yisrael lifnei bo ha'gula. There's a nisoyin we have to go through before the geula can happen. Ikra Yud Beis Miyud Gimel Ikrim. You know, there's 13 Ikrim, 13 principles of faith. We sit in the morning, we say it of the davening. The 12th of the 13th is Ani Ma'amin B'Meshlema B'Bias HaMashiach. I believe, I'm Imuna, I'm faithful with Imuna Shlema in the coming of Mashiach. Va'af Opi Shiitmameh, and even though it's delaying, it's schlepping. I'll call the Achakalo b'chol yom shiyavo. Nevertheless, await, Achake, await, every day that he should come. Hell of play. Amayin b'dvorim alalu mavchin ki lo day la'amin shiyavo yom ha-mashiach b'chen yigia. If you look at all that, you'd give me any quarry, there's nothing you have to do, you just have to emunah. אני מאמין במשלם ושבו יסבח שמו יבוא. אני מאמין בסחבו יש. אני מאמין בתחס המסק. If they want it, that's going to be. Or that is, if you be מאמין that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nebuah is not the same else as Nebuah, so you don't have to do anything, you have to מאמין. Yapito, we get to number 12, and there's an avoider here. So I'm not to just be מאמין that Moshe is going to come. You have to wait. That's a part of the Ikka. I mean, you could be mumming that Mashiach is going to come, but you're not waiting for him. So then that puts me to the category of Makkotayrus. Because if you're not mumming in any one of these 13, you're not Makkotayrus. You're Kaifa Be'ikah. These are the Ikrim. And if you don't mumming the one of them, then you're a Kaifa. It means I'm not waiting for Mashiach, that makes me a Kaifa as well. I'm mumming. I believe in him, but I'm not thinking, hey, Mashiach, I'll cover myself. Don't like me. You know? No. I'm mumming there. When I was Shleimer, then Mashiach's coming. I'm waiting. I'm going to Chakeh Kol Yom. So that's a strange quirky thing in the Yud Gimel Ikrim. We don't see it anywhere else. That's what he picks up. Ela b'noizav l'kach, ha-tzapir l'avon Mashiach hi chelik bilti nifrad mi'ika imuna b'bi'osoy. More than just waiting, more than just having imuna, the waiting, the tzapir, the yearning for Mashiach, is an inseparable part of the imuna. Shrei kach ne'em ha-sham, v'afot yishim impul ze'achakulah. What's going on here? This is Ikke Nimuna. What's my waiting going to do with Ikke Nimuna? The same is where Rabbi Meilchus Malachim, very good Aleph Ketav, scary words, these Yazal Sefer, by the way. We actually even started learning it. I don't know where we stopped, but we started learning Yazal Sefer on the YouTube Karim. I don't know why we stopped. We started and we stopped. It was too scary. The Rambam there says, maybe you'll just tell me no. The Sikha is, you have to be ma'amin bi Mashiach. The Mechaba is just giving you a bit of chizuk. You know, even though it's delaying, hang in there. Don't lose your way. It's delaying, it's taking a long time. Hang in there. You know, like a woman is having a baby, the labor's going on and on. You tell her, no, don't worry, the baby's coming. You know, you're just trying to mechazik. And maybe that's what's going on here. Maybe that's how we are. I can answer this. The imunah that you have to have, if you don't have your kaifa, is you have to have my imunah that Mashiach's coming. And then the Baal of Mechabi is giving you a bit of chizuk, that even though it's taking a long time, hang in there. You know, don't give up. It's coming. Wait for you. No, but the Rambam doesn't say like that. The Rambam says like this, call me she'enu ma'amin bo, whoever doesn't have imunah, fine, that we understand. O mi she'enu mechake lebi yosei, lo b'sha'anevim b'ivad hu kaifa, you're not just being kaifa in sha'anevim, ele b'teire u b'moish rabbein. Wow. He's a kaifa, the kaifa is a kaifa in kaifa. It's like, you know, like, wow. I wouldn't have expected that. You don't have any money that Mashiach's come, understand that's clear, because Mashiach's come and you have to have money that Mashiach's come, but I'm not waiting for him, then I'm a kaifa in Kairos Moshe. Wow. Claimer, Shaham Tanava Tzipir had Ike Vesherish B'munabis Mashiach. The Ike and the root, the Shoroshi of the Munim B'munabis Mashiach is the waiting. Oh, whatever that is. The Eish Le'avin, Ma'u Ike Tome B'tzipir B'ham Tana Nabias Mashiach. What is this waiting? What's hidden? What's lurking in this waiting for Mashiach to come? But do me she'eli mechakalon, nekshach to pay for the payment. Why somebody who doesn't wait for Mashiach, even though he's full imunah that he's coming. Listen, I know he's coming. When he comes, not my business. No one in my job description says anything about I'm responsible for Mashiach. I get on, I keep Shulchan Aruch, I do what I have to do. Mashiach's going to come for sure. No problem with that. But I'm not waiting, because I'm you know, for sure, when he comes. You know, you went to the doctor, you did a blood test, and you're waiting for the results. I'm not waiting for the results. When they come. I know they're coming. But when they come, I'm not sitting here anxiously anticipating when are the results going to come. You know, I'm going to open up the mailbox every 3 minutes because we're, no, I know they're going to come. When they come. Then when they come, I'll deal with them. So that's me and Mashiach. What does that make you pay for beer? Wow. V'hinei Rambam Atzmo, v'hemshech dvorov sham mevah, shemikivin shatoyer ha'yidah al v'yosah shel ha'mashiach, v'yo'enu ma'amim b'kach, reihu koifah. Fine. The Rambam says, since the Torah mentions Mashiach, where that's a whole Perek of Gemara, that's a big chunk of Perek of Chelik and Sanhedrin, where we see in the Torah Mashiach. But if you don't have Imunah in the Shabbos of Mashiach, so you pay for the part of the Torah. Fine. So Adain Inyan Tzarich Bir, that's fine. Madu Mi She'eni Metzapel Lo Benikra Kaifa V'Rei Humani B'Kol Liboy V'Mar Shekaze V'Torah Shemashiach Yevo V'Lo She'eni Machat Kenu. It doesn't answer why it is that if I'm not waiting, that I'm a kaifa beaker. You don't have imunah beset it, but you have to wait. Why does that? Yes, it okay. Ki yesh yehudi she'edim hachakel abis Mashiach she'goyel oto mitzaroso. Is there anybody that's not waiting for Mashiach to come and take us out of the mess we're in? Who isn't waiting for Mashiach to come and take him out of his personal mess, klal mess? I mean. If you're not waiting for Mashiach, you're not a kaifa beaker. You push it out of touch with reality. You're insane. Who's not waiting for Mashiach? Who doesn't think at least once, well, I wish Mashiach would come, I don't have to deal with this anymore, I don't have to deal with this, I don't have to deal with that. All the sickness, the illness, the panos, the tzad, the chinuch, the world's in a mess. Proper mess. Who's not waiting for Mashiach? Right, kohab sevel anoiv, mi ein roitz hashiach v'mashiach. Who doesn't want Mashiach to come and take all my suffering? Rama's telling you're not waiting. Okay? So the Matara line is Salah Shayla Sailu. Alaylu la Avchim is at Menu the Chinot. In order to answer these questions, we have to check ourselves out very carefully. We need to do a careful examination here. I'm any be'emes machakel Mashiach. Are we really waiting for Mashiach? I just told you I'm waiting for Mashiach. What do you mean, im ani metzapeh lo be'emes? I'm waiting for the emes. No, I just told you I am. Who's not waiting for Mashiach? Who doesn't want Mashiach to come? What's he asking? Haimoyle odaiti shani roi l'zchus l'kabel l'opono? Do I really believe that I'm meritorious enough to be m'kabel p'neshchina p'nei Mashiach? V'rei kol ha'tanoim ha'maroim, ha'svoroim ha'go'inim ha'rishoim v'achreinim, לא זוכר, לא משאיר תיקן עם ראשי בוחו, התפללו, וציפי ואמס לביוס בכל יום. Let's just have a look where we are in the chain of history, since the Churban. You know, there were a couple of Nevi'im there, and then from there we had the Tanoim, the Amoraim, the Savoraim, the Go'inim, the Shoinim, Achreinim, all the way down. Mashiach never came for them, so why should he come for me? But what my Keshav eat to Mashiach? So why should he come for me? I'm not Kesher me to Mashiach. The Goinim, the great giants, we can't even imagine who they were, cried and waited and were mitzapim for Mashiach. He never came. So what's my little complaints going to help? Now there are lots of answers to this question. It's not a new question, but none of them really, really sit out. Nikach l'dugma is Doron Shomorana Beis Yosef Ariza. Ein b'cholatayn el ta'e is choy hakadumim asher yichifef al ira kodesh tzfat b'oisi yomim. We have no idea. We can't begin in the wildest imagination. You won't be able to come up with what tzfat looked like in those days. The Beis Knesset as echad one shul his kansu lehem gedoy le'olam u'mitzuk haaretz. The Beis Yosef shimesh harav. The role of the shul was the Beis Yosef. Acheredim haya shamash. The shamash was the safe reading, the ball safe acheredim. Hamashayra kai reb shleim alkebetz haya chazan. The chazan was reb shleim alkebetz, the mechaber of mechadodi, was one of the goinim goinim. Ha'al shich ha'koyre shimash kemagin mishorim, v'al gabayim moran hariz hariya kodosh. Understand, that was just the rob, the shamash, the chazan were goyle oilom. We don't even understand them today. We know Musa with who the Beis Yosef is. Rimam oida soros tadikim gedoy she elyon ashe kol laila komo b'chatzoy sekonin v'nefesh moro al golos ha-shchina. Everybody got up in the middle of the night to say tikkun chatzoy. It wasn't the lowest Jew in Tzfat never didn't get up and do tikkun chatzoy and weep and cry on the golos of the shchina. Ramon kol zoyis ha-mashiach lo yigi b'doyro. Mashiach never came. ואם כן נשאל את ששאלה, מדוע בדור יוסם, כדורנו, אני מצפה שמשיח יגיע, so why are you waiting for משיח to come? יאללה יומן, מה קשר? I can't even cry on Tisha B'Av. You know? Tisha B'Av, you hate even on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, your head's already in Bein Hazmanim. You're already thinking about the Chofesh and the Bein Hazmanim and the beach and that. We're talking about in the middle of the week, these guys are going to middle of the night and cry and weep for the Shekhinah, the Godness of the Shekhinah. So as a kesher, Mashiach is going to come for me. I'm a nuchashin kroim lakach. Do you really feel worthy to greet Mashiach? You have to be honest with yourself here. These are hard questions. Hard questions, as we mentioned yesterday, don't always have answers. But you have to have the courage to ask the question. Are we ready? Or it's Shemarana Beis Yosef and Kol B'nai Dori HaKadoshim V'atirim Lo Yoichlu L'Ashlim V'Takim. But the Beis Yosef and his whole generation and the Vilna Goyen and his whole generation and the Chofetz Chaim and before them Amaroim, Tanoim, Rebbe Kiva, they couldn't fix up what needed to be fixed up, so I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'll do it. You guys are not you're doing it. Just get out the way. I'm going to take care of it. Who thinks like that?
In fact, what is the main purpose that the Mashiach have to come? That
means excellent question. Excellent question. That's the answer. We'll see. Excellent question. Good. That we want to get to. First, we want to just get clear is, are we really waiting for Mashiach? If you're waiting for Mashiach, it means you believe that you're ready for Mashiach. We'll see why this generation is the most worthy generation for Mashiach to come. I mean, not worthy is the right word, but most appropriate generation. And then we'll see what does it mean, waiting for Mashiach? Why do we want Mashiach to come? Well, what do we really want Mashiach to come for? Excellent. That we're going to deal with. That's where we're getting. If you look on Daf Kuf Memalev, the heading there is Tzipi Amitis LeMashiach. What does it mean, proper waiting for Mashiach? I'm not waiting for Mashiach because the bank manager is going to disappear. No. We will see. Okay, very good. Like I said yesterday, your questions are actually the answer. Now we'll get there. Metz Hashem. You hit the nail on the head. I'm just building the question because we don't normally think about things like this. And even when we do, we don't allow them to sit. We don't really understand how far we are away from just the pre-war generation. We think we are a bit like them, just a little bit different. Maybe they knew more than us, whatever. We don't understand that we're completely different creatures. And that the Maisa, objectively, it doesn't look like it's Shaykh Bichlal. But we could do what needs to be done for Mashiach to come. That means we don't understand what we need to be doing. We are actually the generation that's most fitting for Mashiach to come in, and we'll see now how that works. Okay, well, maybe not today, but within the next day or two, we'll have answered your question, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, so, and I know what seems Siba Amitis, should begin a Mashiach Yigala Dafka Bedoreni. If we can't find a real genuine reason why Mashiach is going to come Dafka now, in our generation, L'chayri emon oseinu v'tzipaseni l'biyosu v'kol yom enu ele milim ba'olma. If we don't really believe, if we can't really find a very solid reason why Mashiach could come Dafka now when he never came before, then our waiting for Mashiach is not real, because we don't really believe that he can come. He'll come, yeah, but we don't really, really have emunah that he's going to come in my generation with Mashiach. We have to really have a reason why he's going to come Dafka now. We have to find a very valid reason why Mashiach is definitely going to come now, in order for our waiting to be genuine and flow from a deep sense of Imunah. Because if you don't believe that it's Shaykh, so then you don't have Imunah that he's going to come, because you don't really, really believe he's going to come. It's like if you're looking for something and you know you can't find it, you're looking for something that you know you're not going to find. That's not called looking. You only look for something that you know you can find. You look for something. Yigati velomatzati altami. You search for something. You worked for something. You didn't find it. Don't believe the guy. He's not telling you what do you mean. He searched for it. He didn't find it. He wasn't searching for it because he didn't believe he could find it. If he really believed that he could find it, he would have found it. The reason he didn't find it is because yigati get, but he didn't believe he could find it. He didn't believe that he was right to those levels that he was working towards. That's why I never got there. That's why I'll come. I believe it. Moshe Lamar David Daimel, Adam Oime, Kihu Mamtim, the Tachanat Autobus, the Matos Shevoi, the Kohanu Mechuz Hevtze. You know, the Tachanat Autobus there in Beit Shemesh down in the Mekaz, you're waiting for the number 14 bus. There's a guy sitting there, tell him, where are you going? He says, I'm going to London. They tell him, so what are you doing here? He says, no, he's waiting for the aeroplane. Tell him, listen, Adoni, the airplane doesn't come here. This is a Tachan autobus. You get to the train station from here, and then from the train station, you take a train to the airport. And, no, he's waiting for the airplane, yeah. Azaim noichel likvur kuhu be'emes mamtin lematos. Is he really waiting for an airplane? I mean, he thinks he's waiting for an airplane, but be'emes, in the world of truth, in an objective truth, he's not waiting for an airplane. He's not shy because airplanes don't come here. Hopefully not. We're in one of El Divre Hevel the Rolls Ruach. He's talking nonsense. He does that. Lo Kachman Tinil Matos. It's not how you wait for an aeroplane. If you're waiting for an aeroplane, you have to go to the place where aeroplanes come. Kamol Ken Ben Yanu. In Ein Lanu Tshuva Brura. She Begina Anu Zakim She Mashiach Yivo Aleinu. Lemarot She Hu Lo Bo Lechofetz Chaim. Ein Tzipir Senu Tzipi Amitis. If we don't have a real valid reason why Mashiach is definitely going to come now. When he didn't come for the Chofetz Chaim or the Golden Nagoyim or Rabbi Akiva or you know, the whole list, the Chaim Soloveitchik, you know what we're talking about here? Yeah, I'm not talking about 1,000 years ago. No, in this generation. He never came for those people. So now he's going to come for me. You don't have a real valid reason, and you're waiting, he's not waiting. Ashayla im yesh siba amiti shebegina anachnu roim lebiyas mashiach yosim kol adoidos hino shayla chashuva ikrens biyosim. The most important question you can ask and get an answer to. Am I really worthy for Mashiach to come, even though he never came in all the previous generations? What's going to make him come now when he never came before? More holy, I'm not going to be. A bigger Baal Mitzvahs, I'm not going to be. A bigger Baal Midas, I'm not going to be. With the heel of Mashiach, with the heel of the human structure. Just take 1 minute here, if you don't mind. If you take the human structure, so it starts with the head and goes all the way down to the bottom. So the avos with the head, and then slowly we went down the human form. The marshal. Tom also has a human form. That's part of the Sugya of Tzelem Elokim. Without going into that now. But the bottom of the system is the heel. So that's who we are. We're the heel of the system. So you tell me the head, the heart, the kidneys, the liver couldn't bring Mashiach. But the bottom of the foot is going to bring Mashiach. The bottom of the foot responds to only one stimuli, and that's tickling. You put a cigarette on the guy's foot, he doesn't feel it. If you tickle him, well, he moves. But it's the generation. The generation responds to tickling. Nothing else. That's going to bring Mashiach. That's the generation, the bottom of the foot, that's what brings Mashiach. So you have to understand what this means, and you have to understand why. Mitzvashim, tomorrow we'll get into this. And we'll understand why Dafka, this generation, is more Roy, and why it's more likely for Mashiach to come than all the previous generations. Because without this, then you're not waiting for Mashiach. The Seder. I think that's it for now. And Mitzvashim, we'll meet again tomorrow.
Continued.
Have a wonderful day.
I'll too.
Thank you, sir. Great one. Thank you so much.